I've been asked to speak about the authority of Jesus Christ. And in this passage, we will see here that in the course of Jesus' his sojourn on this planet Earth for the 3 years of his ministry, he had clashes with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. Okay, and you will notice here that they actually lied in response when he said, "Me too, I will ask you this question. The baptism of John, where does it come from?" So they actually lied to say, "We don't know." Okay, and you also find out for me, I know, and many of us, we are all, I'm speaking to the converted here, but I know that the opportunity for us, the idea of fellowship, is for us to be able to share the word so that we can learn from me. And because book John 6:63 it says that it is the spirit that quickens, it is the spirit that makes us alive, that the flesh profits nothing. And that the word that I speak to you, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. Okay? And so for us, you can see that during the course of his sojourn, he was having clashes with them all the time, and he would just give it to them as he is, basically. And also, you also remember that Jesus said that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they sit in Moses' seat. Yeah? So whatever they say to you, do it. But do not do what? Do not follow what they do. Because they say and don't do. So the spirit to do, as we hear, as the word of God is saying, to the spirit to really take it literally and not put our own interpretation to it. May the Lord grant it unto us. Amen, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. So I just wanted to, I know I'm being mindful of time. I wanted to start from the beginning. What does it say in Genesis 3, verse 15? When we're talking about the authority of Jesus Christ. It says, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And he shall bruise their head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." That's actually talking about the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the next one, the other thing, passage I had in my mind was actually the Isaiah chapter 11. That was even before Jesus Christ came himself. Okay, Isaiah chapter 11 has it that from verse 1, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, spirit of counsel and mind, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he shall make him of quick understanding the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." So before Jesus Christ came, everything had been predicted that he was going to come. So bear with me here, we're talking about the authority of Jesus Christ. And the sermon has already been done for me anyway by our daddy here. Derek has already read Colossians chapter 1. Everything subsists in him. Through him all things were created. And so for us, when we say that, where does the authority come from? We also need to think about Matthew as well. I just skip this one because I'm being mindful of time. I know I've got only 20 minutes. So somebody please give me a sign. 5 minutes though. This is Genesis. Moses was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ himself here. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. And he has said that the Lord God himself will raise up unto us a prophet from the midst of among the children of Israel. And like unto him, like unto Moses, unto him, all of us will have to hearken unto.
Amen.
Okay, and this one was John 5 verse 46. This is Jesus himself talking. And he says, If you have believed Moses, you will have believed me. For what? For actually wrote of me. So Jesus was referring to that. Okay. We can see now that from the Old Testament, everything has been fulfilled in the New Testament. And Jesus Christ himself said that he has not come to annul the Old Testament, but to do what? But to confirm it. This is just to remind us. Okay, I know many of us, we are Bible Christians. Okay. I think I'm going back now, sorry. The other passage I have in mind is also in Genesis as well. 49:10. It says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until the Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Another of the predictions as well. Okay, now this is New Testament. Why was Jesus Christ given the authority now? This is what I want us to really focus on here. Matthew 1:21, Mary shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Okay. For he shall save his people from their sins. That is the purpose of the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. And whosoever is born of God will not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he is born of God. That is the power, the authority that the Lord God has come to give to us as children of God, and that is the reason why Jesus Christ came. So, it is, if anyone is a Christian, if we are Christian indeed, that's what the Bible is saying, when Jesus gives us that authority to do what? To live above sin. Because he has come to save us. That is the name, the meaning of the name Jesus. And also, the meaning of the name Messiah. Jesus the Christ. Jesus our Messiah. So it is very important for us to really know, because many people do not really know who they are in Christ. It is easy for you to just say, okay, I believe in Jesus Christ. Well, so does the evil ones. The devil does. Okay? But for us, we need to have that in mind that, okay, Jesus has come to deliver us from our sins, because God himself, in Ezekiel, he said, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father and the soul of the Son. Then, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It's not just the physical death that God was referring to here. It's referring to eternal separation. Okay, so, and that's why Jesus has come to deliver us. Amen? Okay. Now, Jesus is also talking here. He answered Jesus and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. But what he said the Father do, for whatever things, whatsoever he doeth, this also do the Son likewise. So that's why the authority. So, Father in the Son, the Son in the Father, and the Holy Spirit in the Trinity. That is just complete, the triune God. So that's what we need to bear in mind, that as Christians, we are to be his ambassador on this planet Earth. We are to bring heaven on earth until his kingdom come. So for us, as Christians, we need to really think about it. Why is it that God gave us that authority? Why did God give Jesus Christ the authority? Okay, it's not just for himself. Is for us so that we can be what? We can be his ambassador on planet Earth. Amen. All that the Father give me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. So when we were sinners, the Lord God, he drew us unto Jesus. And Jesus said in this chapter as well, that nobody can come unto me except the Father draw him unto me. And then whoever the Father draws unto him, I will not cast him out, and I will not lose him, but I will do what? I will raise him up in the last day. So, in other words, because Jesus Christ himself is the resurrection and the life. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. So nobody can come unto the Father except through him. So the main reason why Jesus Christ had that authority, he left his throne on high. The Son, through him everything was created. He left his throne because God, you will see later on in Hebrews chapter 1, that's it. God who has sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Okay, that one, sorry. I'd like to read the place. I hope you don't mind. I'm trying to find Hebrews chapter 1. God, from the time of the prophets, from Father Abraham, from all those prophets, from Moses downwards, everything, God, the intention of God, from the word go, from the moment our people, from our forefathers, Adam and Eve, they sinned, they were separated, God had always been speaking because God wants to be number one in our lives. And that was why at the end, he now sent his Son. You can see that he's been predicted from Genesis. So, and that's when Jesus said, "For God so loved the world," John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So here, that is the same thing that's being referred to here. God, who has sundry times and in different manners spake in time past unto the fathers through the prophets, he hath in this last day spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Remember John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It says, "In the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, yeah? And without him was not anything made that was made. And in him we have life, and that life became the light of men. And that light shined in darkness, and the darkness never comprehended it." Okay? And you see, it is that same light, that lights you and I when we are coming out of our mother's womb. Because when we were in our mother's womb, we were in that darkness, in our mother's womb. But when we are coming out, the woman, we are born like this, we are born to the air, and we cry, is that light. That light that shines through us, that you see children will just go, "Oh, it's too bright." They will cry. So it is that Jesus Christ himself. He says, that light, John 1:1, and well, please read. I just implore my brethren to please read. Because it's that Jesus Christ that has light the world, lights us as we're entering into the world. And he says that whoever now, when we now believe in him, he now give us what? The power. See, we're talking about power and authority now. He's given us the power to become children of God. So that the devil will have no way over our lives anymore. Now, what do we do with the authority? What do we do with the power that God has given us? Okay? What does Jesus say about in Mark chapter 16? And also he said, whoever believes, yeah, they will be saved. Whoever does not believe shall be damned. Okay? I just don't want to read it from here. Sorry. Mark chapter 16. Towards the end of his ministry, that is what you and I need to realize why we are Christians. Why we are Christians. I'm reading Mark 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So we need to know that the authority, the power, the Bible says that the word of God is, you know, the kingdom of God is not just in word, but in power. In other words, our role as Christians is to do what? Is to cast the devil out of people's lives. We need to come together. We need to pray together and kick the devil out of people's lives. Because it's the devil, he just wants, whenever you are sad or depressed, guess who is happy? The devil. But Jesus has already paid the utmost price for us. So if we don't claim it, it wouldn't be God's fault. So please, I'm just using this opportunity to just implore all of us. It's not just about saying, I believe in Jesus. It's about saying, yes, Lord, empower me. It says, you shall receive power in the book of the Acts, didn't he? Yeah. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and then you shall be my witnesses. So for the Lord God to, for me to be able to be his witness to this world, he has to empower me, and he has to be in my own personal circumstance first. Hallelujah. Has to be my personal circumstance first. The devil has to be kicked out of my life. Because for me, every day I curse the devil. I do. I do. And I try to identify if there's anything that is linking me with the devil. I need to break it. Because God has given us that power. So if we don't appropriate that power, we will not be able to witness for him. And remember also, in the book of Revelation, let me just read for you quickly. Because you remember now I went from Genesis, now I'm in Revelation. You will see that in Revelation chapter 1, it says, verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and had made us kings and priests unto God, and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So Jesus died to make us kings and priests. Remember what the priests used to do? They used to bring the sacrifice and pray for people. So we are a kingdom. So we are representing the kingdom of the Most High God on planet Earth. And we are to be priests for him. So you see, in this world, we are in this world, but we are not part of them. Because a lot of Christians still think that there can be two ways. We can't. There's no in-between. It's either you are for the devil or you are for God. So our citizenship, that's what the Bible also says, our citizenship is not here. The moment we became Christians, we give our life to Christ, our citizenship is in heaven. And you also see here, Jesus said, I'm reading verse 18 now. 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. That's Jesus Christ who says, speaking. That's after his resurrection. And he appeared unto John in the Isle of Patmos, where he was banished. And he said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. That is the authority. That's where we draw our authority from. So we need to really realize that and be thinking and meditating over it. That is what the Lord God has given us. That we should be his ambassadors on planet Earth. And you also see in the message that Jesus sent to the seven churches, you will find that he was saying at the end of every message to the seven churches in that revelation, he will say, he that overcomes, I will give you this, I will give you that, I will give you this. One of them, he says, he that overcomes, I will make him to sit at my right hand, as I have overcome and sat at my Father's right hand. So that is our citizenship. May the Lord help us to think more about this and meditate over it. Amen? And then finally, Revelation chapter 12. I'm sorry, you know, sometimes you think you prepare, but the Spirit will prepare by itself. So that's why I've even yet to say whatever I have got here. Okay, this is the one I wanted to read. Thank you. Revelation chapter 12. It says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they don't love their lives unto death. That is what God has called you and I to think about, to really make a commitment, because the devil has this way of diverting our attention so that we can focus on problems. But if we make that determination in our heart that we want to live for God, come rain, come shine. We don't care. Whatever the devil may do, we know we have victory. Jesus Christ himself, his middle name is victory. Victory, victory, victory. And for us, if any of us, if you are facing challenges, know that you are an overcomer. That Jesus has already paid the utmost price for us, and we need to devote ourselves to Christ so that we will kill the devil out of people's lives. Amen?
Okay.
So, by the grace of God, the Spirit to honor him, to honor his word, even more than his name, may the Lord grant it unto us, so that this is our best friend. It is our best friend. If we learn to take the word of God literally, the way it is written, and not put our own mindset, because no education, no amount of philosophy, none whatsoever, no amount of philosophy can save us. It is this word. So the Spirit to really hold on to this word and make a commitment, say, because the Bible says his word is yes and amen. No, yes, but, yes, but, yes, but, yes, but, no. We just take the word literally the way he said it unto us. May the Lord grant us his grace to do that. Thank you. And if you would mind, please, can we pray, please? Thank you. I implore you, by the grace that the Lord has given us to hear, talk about his word today, because the word always really scares me. Really scares me. I'm imploring you to please, let's meditate on it now. If there's anything you are thinking about, that you feel that something is so overwhelming, just know that Jesus said that, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your soul. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So I just give you a minute, please, to please pray yourself and ask the Lord God Almighty to show himself unto you, whatever challenges you may be having, that the devil is blowing up so high for you. Know that the Lord said that in me you have peace. That my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth.